Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A recent alert from the World Health Organization and the US Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has brought attention to a hantavirus cluster aboard the expedition cruise ship MV Hondius in the Atlantic Ocean, resulting in 8 cases and 3 deaths, with 6 lab confirmed as ANS virus. This incident is significant because it highlights the global spread of infectious diseases and the need for robust surveillance and response mechanisms. The World Health Organization and the US Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued international alerts in early May 2026 about this hantavirus cluster, and as of 8 May 2026, 8 cases and 3 deaths had been reported. 2 Indian nationals were on board the ship. And through 11 May 2026, the National Institute of Virology confirmed that both Indians remained asymptomatic and under observation, with India facing no immediate public health threat. But what exactly is hantavirus? Hantaviruses are a group of rodent-borne RNA viruses of the family Hantaviridae, order Bunyavirales. They cause two principal human syndromes, hantavirus pulmonary syndrome, or HPS, and hemorrhagic fever with renal syndrome, or HFRS. The primary route of transmission is through the inhalation of aerosolized excreta, such as urine, feces, and saliva, of infected rodents, mainly of the family Sigmodontinae in the Americas and Muridae in Eurasia. By transmission is rare but documented, and person-to-person spread has been documented only for ANS virus in Argentina and Chile, which is exceptional among hantaviruses. Notably, no vaccine is approved for hantavirus disease anywhere. The incubation period for hantavirus is between 1 to 8 weeks, typically 2 to 4 weeks. The initial symptoms include fever, myalgia, fatigue, and headache. In the case of HPS, it progresses to pulmonary edema and respiratory failure, requiring ventilation. For HFRS, it involves kidney involvement, hypertension, and hemorrhage. Now, let us turn to the MV Hondius outbreak. The ANS virus exposure on a subantarctic itinerary likely involved port stops where wild rodents accessed cargo or food stores. Investigations into the exact transmission node are ongoing. Moving on to India's surveillance response, the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, through the National Centre for Disease Control, activated standard international arrivals screening protocols. Information has been shared with state surveillance officers under the Integrated Disease Surveillance Programme of the Indian Council of Medical Research. The diagnostic architecture in India is supported by the Viral Research and Diagnostic Laboratory, or VRDL, network, which is India's frontline molecular diagnostic infrastructure. Established by the Department of Health Research under the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, the VRDL network is coordinated by the Indian Council of Medical Research National Institute of Virology, or ICMRNIV, in Pune, which serves as the apex laboratory. There are over 165 VRDLs spread across all states, tiered as apex, regional, and state VRDLs, with the capability to perform RT-PCR and serology for over 35 viral pathogens, including hantaviruses, Nipah, Crimean Congo, dengue, chikungunya, J, and SARS-CoV-2. The ICMRNIV Pune is India's apex virology laboratory, with a biosafety level 4 facility, established in 1952 under the Indian Council of Medical Research. In a public statement on 11 May 2026, it was noted that hantavirus strains do circulate in some Indian rodents, but documented human cases remain rare, and there is no immediate public health concern from the MV Hondius cluster. India's response also complies with International Health Regulations 2005. Under these regulations, all WHO member states must designate an IHR national focal point, which in India is the National Center for Disease Control, report public health emergencies of international concern within 24 hours, and conduct surveillance at airports, seaports, and ground crossings. Now, let us look at what is known about hantavirus in India. Indian rodents, especially Rattus and Bandicoota species, have been shown to carry hantavirus antibodies in serological surveys. A few sporadic human cases of HFRS-like illness have been reported in southern India, specifically in Chennai and Vellore. However, no outbreak has been confirmed, and case reports remain isolated. The ANS virus is not known to circulate in India. With that background in place, let us discuss the public health lessons and the relevance to your UPSC preparation. The One Health framework, which integrates human, animal, and environmental health, is crucial in addressing zoonotic disease threats like hantavirus. The VRDL network plays a significant role in India's pandemic preparedness, and the International Health Regulations 2005 provide a binding framework for global health security. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, Science and Technology, and Disaster Management, as well as GS Paper 2, Governance and Health. You should note the importance of emerging infectious diseases, zoonotic spillover, India's biosafety and biosecurity architecture, and the One Health framework. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Hantavirus belongs to the family Hantaviridae, order Bunyavirales, and is an enveloped negative sense RNA virus. It causes hantavirus pulmonary syndrome, or HPS, in the Americas and hemorrhagic fever with renal syndrome, or HFRS, in Eurasia. The reservoir for hantavirus is rodents, specifically Sigmodontinae in the Americas and Muridae in Eurasia. The transmission route is primarily through the inhalation of aerosolized rodent excreta, and person-to-person spread is documented only for ANS virus. Remember, there is no approved vaccine for hantavirus disease. The MV Hondius outbreak involved a Dutch Polar Class expedition cruise ship, with 8 cases and 3 deaths reported as of 8 May 2026, and 6 cases confirmed as ANS virus. 2 Indian nationals were aboard the ship and were asymptomatic and under observation as of 11 May 2026. India's response architecture includes the National Centre for Disease Control as the IHR National Focal Point, the ICMRNIV Pune as the Apex Virology Laboratory, and the VRDL network, which comprises over 165 labs coordinated by ICMRNIV. Key terms to note include FEIC, which stands for Public Health Emergency of International Concern, BSL-4, which refers to biosafety level 4, the highest level of containment, and One Health, which is an integrated human, animal, and environmental health framework. In conclusion, the hantavirus outbreak on the MV Hondius highlights the importance of global health security, surveillance, and response mechanisms, and the need for a One Health approach to address zoonotic disease threats, which is crucial for India's public health preparedness and your UPSC preparation.